I'm always blessed to be with you for this time of worship, and together under the authority of God's revealed word. Now, I don't read Chinese. You'll have to fill in here. But I'm told that that's where Pastor Gary is leading you this week. As children, as we are his children, he leads us with his word.
男人，你们一起敬拜，并在神启示的话语。 传遍下相聚，我总是感到非常的蒙福。今天当我们进入要讲的主要的经文，路加福音的第七章的第一节到十七节的时候，我们就提醒我们呢，赵牧师今天选的这个主题就是属神的子民以及行神的命令。So
with that, let's turn right away to our main passage of Luke 7, 1 through 17, and then let's pray together.
在我们进入我们今天主要经文的时候呢，我们先一起祷告。When
Jesus had finished saying all this to the people, he returned to Capernaum. At that time, the highly valued slave of a Roman officer was sick and near death. When the officer heard about Jesus, he sent some respected Jewish leaders to ask him to come and heal his slave. So they eagerly begged Jesus to help the man. If anyone deserves your help, he does, they said, for he loves the Jewish people and even built a synagogue for us. So Jesus went with them. But just before they arrived at the house, the officer sent some friends to say, Lord, don't trouble yourself by coming to my home, for I'm not worthy of such an honor. I am not even worthy to come to meet you. Just say the word from where you are, and my servant will be healed. I know this because I am under the authority of my superior officers, and I have authority over my soldiers. I only need to say go, and they go, or come, and they come. And if I say to my slaves, do this, they do it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed. Turning to the crowd that was following him, he said, I tell you, I haven't seen faith like this in all of Israel. And when the officer's friends returned to his house, they found the slave completely healed. Soon afterward, Jesus went with his disciples to the village of Nain, and a large crowd followed him. A funeral procession was coming out as he approached the village gate. The young man who had died was a widow's only son, and a large crowd from the village was with her. When the Lord saw her, his heart overflowed with compassion. Don't cry, he said. Then he walked over to the coffin and touched it, and the beggar stopped. Young man, he said, I tell you, get up. Then the dead boy sat up and began to talk, and Jesus gave him back to his mother. Great fear swept the crowd, and they praised God, saying, A mighty prophet has risen among us, and God has visited his people today. And the news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding countryside.
路加福音的第七章一到十七节，我们一起来读吧。耶稣对百姓讲完这一切话，就进了加百农。有一个百夫长守宝贵的婚姻，百夫长闻了耶稣的。
耶稣又和他们同去，离那家中远，百夫长托几个朋友去见耶稣，对他说：“主啊，不要劳动。”
This is separate. Sometimes two stories are separate, but I think these two stories that we're going to look at should be together.
是分开的，但是我觉得这两段他们是连在一块的。
As we look at verse 1, we see an opening remark. When Jesus had finished saying all this to the people, well, wait a minute, what is all this and who are the people?
当我们读到第一节的时候，我们可以看到有一句这样的开场白，耶稣对百姓讲完了这一切的话。等一下，什么是这一切呢？ 又是对哪些百姓讲的呢?
So let's step back to chapter 6. Jesus gave a sermon on the Beatitudes, and in Luke's version, only four type of people called out specifically as blessed. Now we know that Matthew 5's version of the Beatitudes, there were eight blessed groups.
其实在第六章的时候，路加福音的第六章的时候，耶稣讲到了有关八福的讲道。 在路加的版本中呢，他只提到了四类的蒙福的人。那我们知道，在马太福音第五章的版本里面有八类这样的蒙福的人。
Now the reason I mention this is because when I was in China, there was a rec area where I used to play ping pong during lunchtime, and on the wall were the eight Beatitudes in large letters.
那 我之所以提到这一点呢，是因为我当初我在中国牧会的时候，那里有一个休息服务处啊，就我经常下午的时候、中午的时候在那里打乒乓球啊，然后他那个墙上呢，用大字的写着个八福。So
that showed me a significant emphasis on those Beatitudes. And yes, I know eight is considered a better number than four, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
这就让我看到的就是那些被特别强调这个八福的教导。其实呢，就是我知道八在中文里面八可能比四更加激烈，但我不会深入的讨论这一个问题。
I think that's me. Should be turned off. I do want to say that the account in Matthew and Luke were likely not the same occasion, but overall, very much the same message.
我想说的是，就是马太福音和路加福音呢，里面有关这些的记载，很可能不是发生在同一个场合，但总体上是传达的相同的信息。In
Luke 6, Jesus was in northern Israel when he mentioned the four Beatitudes, and then Jesus went on to talk more about loving your enemies, not judging others, fruit from the good trees, and building on a solid foundation.
在路加福音第六章，耶稣其实在以色列的北部，他提到了这个四福，然后继续讲述就是要你们爱仇敌，也不要论断人，然后呢，好果子是结的好树上的，好树结好果子，以及建立在坚固根基上的这些比喻。
In both Matthew and Luke, that teaching emphasized humility, forgiveness, caring for others, because that is the character of Jesus, and this is how he encouraged people to choose to God's way of love.
在马太和路加福音的记载中，这些教导都是强调了，就是谦卑、宽恕和关爱他人，因为这些正是基督耶稣的品格，也是他鼓励人们选择
Now this shifts a little bit in Luke 7 when Jesus moves to his normal residence of Capernaum. And this is, we're going to see, like I spoke of in Luke 5 last month when I was with you. Jesus had done some teachings and then he followed with some living illustrations.
那在路加福音第七章，当耶稣回到他所在的加布伦的常住地的时候， 这里的情节与我上个月讲的路加福音的第五章的情节非常相似。耶稣在教导之后，接着用实际行动来加以证明。
I realize that many people preaching this part of Luke talk mainly about faith. And of course, that's always very important, if not central, part of the gospel. But I see something here equally important, and that is the character of Jesus for whom we have placed our faith.
我意识到就是属于讲解路加福音这一部分的人呢、主要谈论的是信心。当然信心始终是福音中最重要的一部分，甚至是核心的一部分。当我在这里、还看到了同样的内容，那就是我们信靠的这位耶稣基督的品格。
I'm a little bit cautious because at times I've heard people speak of how strong their faith that healed them was and that made their prayers come to reality. No, God does that. And while faith is involved, faith can't be looked at as man's performance. Even the faith I have in God is a matter of grace given to me.
我们这里就必须有点，也必须小心一点，就是我们经常听到人们说他们强大的信心呢治愈了他们啊，或许让他们的祷告得到了应验，其实就是不以为然。真正实施医治的是上帝。信心虽然重要，但不能被看作是人的成就。就连我对上帝的信心也是他赐给我的恩典。
I was reading through a little book about pastoring and sermons that stated all messages need to glorify God, and with no exceptions. God the Father and Jesus his Son, which is a representation of the Father. So I totally agree with that and try to remain conscious of that, as I know Pastor Gary does every time I speak.
我最近读了一本关于牧养和讲道的小书啊，其中提到的一些信息啊，就应当是荣耀天父和他的儿子耶稣。要毫无疑问呢，天父和他的耶稣是一体的。我也完全同意这一点，并且每次讲到的时候都会提醒我自己注意这一点。
So the overall theme I want to relate to you today is the character of Jesus that draws us to the place our complete trust and faith in Him.
今天我想与大家分享的主题是，就是耶稣的这些品格吸引我们去完全信靠他。
That draw to faith then and now is based on not only what he taught, but also what he walked as well. As I present some of the glorious attributes of Jesus today, may we see how that speaks in our lives as we walk in faith.
在过去和现在，这种信心的吸引力不仅只是基于他的教导，更是基于基督耶稣他在生活的实践当中。今天呢，当我讲述耶稣荣耀的品格的时候呢，我也愿意看到这些品格是如何影响我们今天的信仰。
So let me pose a question to you. Are you ready? Okay. What is the first thing you think of when you think of God, the Father, and Jesus, the Son, who represented Him totally? What is the first thing you think of?
让我来问大家一个问题，你准备好了没有？当你想到天父上帝和他的儿子耶稣时，你最先想到的是什么呢？是因为耶稣是天父的这个完美的这个印象。
Now I've grouped some of the attributes of Jesus in the title of this message, the powerful compassion of Jesus. I had a reason for that, and I'll share that in a few minutes. But for now, I'm going to point out four attributes of Jesus seen in these two short stories.
我将耶稣的一些品格归纳进这篇讲道。今天的主题是就是耶稣的大能怜悯。我之所以这样做的是有原因的，稍后我会分享。现在我想把这两个简短的故事从这两个简短的故事中来归纳出耶稣的四个品德。
Before I do that, let me highly recommend a book to you by A.W. Tozer entitled The Attributes of God. Now, I may have left one in the library. If it's not still there, I'll put this one in the library for at least a month for you to look at. It's a short book. It's great.
在我开始讲到之前讲述耶稣基督品格的之前呢，我想强烈推荐大家这本书啊，是A.W. Tozer 所写的，就是上帝的属性。我可能以前把它放在我们的图书馆里面有一本，如果没有的话，我会再放 把这个放回去，放几个月，啊，希望大家能够结缘。
Now I'll make this bold statement out front. When we clearly see these four attributes of Jesus revealed to us in God's Word, it makes it essentially irresistible and perfectly reasonable to place our faith in Him.
我要在这里大胆的说一句，就是当我们在上帝的话语中清楚的看到耶稣的这个四个属性的时候，我们会发现啊，信靠他变得不可抗拒，也极为合理。
So these four are, one, the authority of Jesus, two, the power of Jesus, three, the compassion of Jesus, and four, the gentleness of Jesus.
那耶稣的这四个属性，第一个是耶稣的权柄，第二个是耶稣的大能，第三个是耶稣的怜悯，第四个是耶稣的，我把它翻译成亲切。
So let's start with number one, the authority of Jesus, which is so important to faith. As we realize, only He has the authority to forgive our sins. But it doesn't just stop there either, as we see in Matthew 9:6.
让我们从第一个开始，耶稣的权柄开始。信心之所以重要，是因为我们认识到只有他有权柄赦免我们的罪，但这并不仅仅如此。
In the New Living Translation, it says, "So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home."
马太福音第九章第六节，但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，就对瘸子说，起来。拿你的褥子回家去吧。
Now, as in the case of Matthew 9, we see something else involved with this authority of Jesus in Luke 7, when we see how Jesus becomes involved from a distance with a Roman soldier.
在马太福音第九章的例子中，我们看到耶稣的权柄不仅仅限于赦罪。同样，在路加福音的第七章，我们也看到耶稣如何在一个罗马百夫长的互动，即使在就是不是在有点剧烈的情况下。
So this was not only a soldier but a centurion, which meant he had authority over 100 Roman soldiers. With that, a centurion was under the authority of a tribune, which was over as many as 10,000 men.
这个罗马百夫长啊，他不仅仅是一个士兵，他也是一个指挥100名罗马士兵的军官，而且百夫长之上还有千夫长，甚至是统领10,000人的千夫长。
So this centurion in this story was a man that understood what it was to be over some and under some in authority. He understands rank.
在这个故事里面讲的这个百夫长，他是深知什么是权柄，他也明白上下级之间的关系。
Now, typically, a Roman soldier was not only a Gentile in Jewish culture, but also an instrument of Israel's oppression. Now, as we learn more about him, we see that he was talking about, or he had a highly valued slave that was very sick.
通常呢，在犹太文化中啊。罗马士兵他不仅仅是外邦人，也是以色列人呢用来压迫他的工具。然而我们了解到这个百夫长，他非常看重他的一个病重的奴仆。
So we're starting to see this wasn't a typical centurion. For example, under a Roman law, a master of a slave had the right to kill his slave, as it was expected that he would do so if the slave became ill.Or injured to the point he could not work.
那这一点说明呢，他并不一个普通的百夫长，因为根据罗马法律啊，奴隶主是有权杀死他的奴隶，尤其是当奴隶病重啊，或者是受伤没办法再工作的时候，这种做法甚至被社会认可。
So I said earlier, Jesus got involved with this man from a distance, since he didn't come to Jesus personally with his concern for his slave.It seems he asked some Jewish leaders he knew to go to Jesus with his request.
刚刚我说到就是耶稣啊，他 他在跟这个人有一点距离的情况下的这个百夫长有一点互动哦，因为就是百夫长本人并没有亲自去找耶稣，而是请了几个犹太领袖去替他转达他的请求。
So no doubt the centurion had heard about the miracles of Jesus taking place not far away and close by. He even healed people and cast out demons from an individual. He directly decided Jesus was going to do these things by his authority and also because he was under even a greater authority.
毫无疑问这个百夫长听说了耶稣之前在附近行过的神迹，比如说医治病人啊，赶出污鬼啊，他由此推断出耶稣之所以能够做这事，是因为他拥有极大的权柄，并且他自己也服从更高的权柄。
We need to remember Jesus Christ in his humanity operated not by virtue of his deity, but by virtue of his submission to the Father, as he taught in John 5:19.
那我们应该记住的是，耶稣基督在世上行事啊，不是靠他的神性的能力，而是靠他对天父的顺服，就像他在约翰福音5:19所教导的。
John 5:19. Jesus explained, "I tell you the truth, the Son can do nothing by himself; he does only what he sees the Father doing. Whatever the Father does, the Son also does."
约翰福音第五章十九节，耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，只凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事情，子照样也做。”
Now don't ever think, "Oh, I see where Jesus loves me, but I'm not so sure about the Father." Remember, for the Father so much loved the world that he sent his Son. Both the Father and the Son are in total agreement on this love.
不要以为就是我们明白耶稣爱我，但我不确定天父是否爱我。那我们要记住的是，正是因为天父如此爱你，他才差遣他的儿子。再次，天父和耶稣完全一致的。
Now the centurion drew a logical conclusion about Jesus because although still a Gentile, he was likely a God-fearing man. So these Jewish leaders came to Jesus, which was also a bit unusual in itself, while the centurion stayed at home with his sick slave.
那这位百夫长对耶稣得出了一个合乎逻辑的结论，就是虽然是外邦人，百夫长虽然是外邦人，但很可能也是一个敬畏上帝的人。因此那些犹太领袖来到耶稣面前，这本上是不寻常的，而百夫长在留在家里陪伴他的这个病人。
Now these Jewish leaders, likely members of the Sanhedrin, if you're familiar with that group, they came to Jesus with their entitlement mentality. They made the centurion's request based on their idea that he was worthy of having this request met. Responsible for building a local synagogue for Jewish people, surely that qualified him for some sort of reward in this miracle.
毕竟呢，他非常的富有，还为犹太人建了一座会堂啊，这是否就能够让他能够得到一些神迹作为回报呢？
As it turned out, Jesus and the centurion had something to teach to these local elders about humility and faith, as well as teaching that to us. This man had an appropriate high view of Jesus and a comparatively low view of himself, and he understood how authority worked.
事实证明呢，就是耶稣和这位百夫长都有一些关于谦卑和信仰的教导，不仅要传授给当地的长老，也要传达给我们。这位百夫长对耶稣怀有恰当，怀有特别的敬重，同时对自己有相对谦卑的认识，并且理解权柄的这个认罪的方式。
Now still, Jesus was amazed at this man's faith. There are only two times in the gospel when Jesus was amazed, with the faith of this non-Jew and at Israel's unbelief. Thousands witnessed the miracles of Jesus himself, but shockingly, in the end, few actually believed, as we see in Mark 6:5-6.
然而耶稣对这个人的信心呢感到惊讶，在福音书中
耶稣只有两次感到惊讶，第一次是因为这位外邦人的信心，另一次是因为以色列的不信。成千上万的人亲眼见证了耶稣的神迹，但令人震惊的是，最终真正相信他的人却寥寥无几。就像在马可福音的第六章。
Mark 6, 5 and 6. And because of their unbelief, he couldn't do any miracles among them except to place his hands on a few sick people and heal them.
马可福音六章五到六节，耶稣就在那里不得行什么异能，不过按手在几个病人身上治好他们，他也诧异他们不信，就往周边乡村教训人去了。
And so Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Where else has Jesus taught about authority in the New Testament? Let's look at that. How about on his way to the cross, as he taught about his real authority in John 10, 18?
耶稣对那些不信的人感到非常的震惊哦。其实在新约中，耶稣还在哪里教导过关于权柄的内容呢？在他前往十字架途中，他在约翰福音十章十八节中教导了关于他的真正的权柄。
He said, "No one can take my life from me. I sacrifice it voluntarily, for I have the authority to lay it down when I want to, and also to lift it up again. For this is what the Father has commanded."
约翰福音的第十章十八节，没有人夺我的命去，是我自己舍的。我有权柄舍了，也有权柄取回来。这是我从我父所受的命令。
Then again, after his resurrection, and just before Jesus returned to heaven, he told his disciples this, is in Matthew 28, 18 through 20.
复活后，耶稣在升天之前呢，他对门徒说，这些话都在马太福音的第二十八章。
Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus came and told his disciples, I have been given all authority in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples to all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given them, and be sure of this, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
马太福音二十八章十八节二十节，耶稣近前来对他们说，天上地上所有的权柄都赐给我了，所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗，凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
So as we see there in 19 and 20 particularly there, he also taught about being under his authority as he gives all believers the authority to make disciples while teaching them to obey him.
他也教导了顺服在他权柄之下，并赐予所有信徒权柄，使他们去使万民做门徒，同时教导他们顺服他的命令。
A few more things about authority. He also taught about the different levels of authority in many areas of our life, as in Romans 13:1 and Titus 2:15.
关于权柄呢，还有其他的一些事情，就是他还在许多方面教导了关于他在之下的不同层次的权柄，比如在罗马书的十三章一节，提督书的第二章的十五节。
Romans 13:1, everybody must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God.
罗马书十三章的一节，在上有权柄的，人人都顺服他。因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。
And then in Titus 2:15, as Paul is talking to Titus, you must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them. You have the authority to correct them when necessary, so don't let anyone disregard what you say.
提督书的第二章十五节，这些事你要讲明，劝诫人，应各等权柄责备人，不可叫人轻看你。
One more verse here. So, Jesus also taught when he passed down authority to his apostles, there was a link to to power that goes with that, as we see in Luke 9:1.
还有一句金句就是，当耶稣将权柄传递给使徒的时候，他也教导说，这权柄是与能力相连的。这样，在路加的福音，路加福音第九章一节。
Luke 9:1. One day Jesus called together his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority to cast out demons and to heal all diseases.
路加福音第九章的一节，耶稣叫起了十二门徒。给他们能力权柄制服一切的鬼医治各样的病。
So let's move to this other part of the story in Luke 7 dealing with his power. Number two, the power of Jesus should make us stand in awe as we realize he not only has the authority, but he also has the power, which is what we see, what we often call his omnipotence.
那我们来看一下路加福音第十七章的第七章的另外一部分呢，这一部分涉及他的能力。耶稣的能力应该使我们心生敬畏，因为我们意识到他不仅拥有一切的权柄，也拥有一切能力，这正是我们所称的全能。
Which means just all power, almighty.
这就意味着是全能。
Here again, the centurion asking for Jesus' help knew something of his authority and the power that went with that. Perhaps this is why the Jewish leaders that came to Jesus to plead his case just threw it out there. You know, he did build a synagogue for us.
在这里，这位百夫长再次向耶稣求救时，显然了解他的权柄以及所带来的能力。故事这就是为什么那些犹太领袖在向耶稣为他求情时，直接抛出了一句话：他为我们建造了会堂。
Interestingly, man in his humanity seems to always turn to money as a source of power. Maybe these Jewish leaders were saying, if you do something for this centurion, he might even do something for you.
有意思的是，我们人类的本性中呢，似乎认为将金钱视为权力的来源，也许这些犹太领袖是在暗示，如果你为这个百夫长做点什么，他可能也会为你做些什么。
This did not represent the man of the centurion at all. What we see from him was total humility. He wasn't convinced of his remarkable faith or his worthiness in any way.
但这不完全就是这位百夫长的这个本意哦。从他身上我们可以看到，他是非常的谦卑的。他并不认为自己有何特别的信心或者值得被耶稣所认可的帮助。
He may have had a lot of money, may have had a lot of power and authority, but in the presence of Jesus, he knew he was nobody. He didn't even believe he was worthy of being in Jesus' presence.
他可能非常富有，他也可能有很大的权力和权柄，但在耶稣的面前呢，他知道他自己什么都不是，他甚至不认为自己配得见耶稣。
He probably full knew well the law of the Jews, that it was not lawful for a Jew to go into the house of an uncircumcised Gentile. Furthermore, it wasn't really necessary. It wasn't necessary.
他可能完全了解犹太人的律法。他知道犹太人不允许进入未设割礼的外邦人家中。而且呢，这件事也并非必须要做的。
Jesus speaks to this widow. I'm sorry. I'm a little bit off here.What did he believe? He not only believed Jesus could heal his servants, but he could do it from a distance. He didn't have to lay his hands on someone or anoint them with a certain oil. He could just say the word. That's power. But the soldier is humility.
他所相信的是耶稣不仅能够医治他的仆人，而且是从用软层操作完成的这个事情耶稣不需要亲手按在病人身上，也不需要涂抹某种香油他只需要说一句话就可以，这才是真正的能力。而这位百夫长所展示的，这是真正的谦卑。
This kind of humility combined in faith is a core part of the gospel itself. Now, I know it's difficult for some to go against all they've been taught, to take this simple step of faith.
那对于这种谦卑加上他的信心呢，正是福音的核心部分。我知道对于某一些人来说，要违背他们一直以来所学的知识，仅仅凭着信心迈出那么简单的一步，是一种非常难的事情。
Now, don't let me step on anybody's toes. Once that you believe that Jesus had the power to speak the universe into existence, whether you're a scientist or not, the next step is simple faith in that power. I had someone once tell me, I believe in all the good things about Jesus and His teaching. I just can't believe in creation.
在我讲之前呢，我并不想就是踩在别人的脚上啊。但是就是一旦你相信耶稣有能力用他的话语创造世界、创造宇宙，不论是你是科学家呢，还是就是普通的人那么接下来的步骤就是，你简单的就是靠这种能力去信告他。我曾经遇到一个人对我说，我相信耶稣的一切美好的教导，但我就是无法相信创造论。
Now the other side of that is someone to say, I believe Jesus created the universe, but I'm not sure he can heal me and change my life. Now that's crazy. That wasn't the reasoning of this centurion, and it never really is valid. The gospel and faith in Jesus isn't unreasonable. It's just remarkable.
另外一方面也有人说，我相信耶稣创造了宇宙，但我不确定他是否能医治我，或者是改变我的生命。这实在是就是比较荒谬，因为这位百夫长的信心呢，就不是这样的，而这样的怀疑从来都不合理。福音和对耶稣的信心呢，并非不合逻辑，而是如此的令人惊叹。
Now the other thing we see here that's amazing, often we see power displayed by dictators or really evil people that don't care about anyone other than themselves or those that directly serve them.
这也正是令人惊奇的地方。我们常常看到有权力被独裁者或者是邪恶之人所纳印，他们只关心自己或那些对自己有用的人。
This is what the enemy of God tried to convince Adam and Eve of about God. He is not good, and he just doesn't want you to have the power in your life.
这正是我们神的敌人试探向亚当和夏娃灌输的一个谎言，让他们相信神是不好的，神只是阻止他们获得力量，获得权力。
No, the one who healed the centurion's servant by his word heals us through the power of His Word. We can see that in Acts 1:8. We will not only have power in our life, but we'll have a purpose in our life for that too.
其实不是这样，正是那位用一句话治愈百夫长仆人的主，也用他神迹的话语的能力医治我们。正如使徒行传1:8所说的，我们不仅会在生命中拥有能力，还会拥有明确的使命。
Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the world.
使徒行传的1:8，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我们的见证。
So the gospel is the greatest story of all, of Christ's death and resurrection. This is the ultimate display of power and compassion. This is such an important part of our faith and how it grows our trust in Jesus, who has both infinite power, extraordinary compassion.
福音是最伟大的福音是最伟大的故事，基督的死亡与福音是终极的能力和慈爱的展示，这是我们信仰中至关重要的部分。它增长了我们对耶稣的信任，因为它不仅拥有无憾的能力，也有非凡的慈爱。
So let's go to number three, the compassion of Jesus. It's seen many times in the New Testament as he walked among the people.
那我们接下来学习耶稣的慈爱第三点。 他在 新约中多次的出现，他行走在人群中，怜悯他们。
Now before we get away from the Gentile centurion, I think Jesus was amazed that he believed that this centurion believed Jesus had the compassion to heal. That Jesus would actually care about a nobody servant or a nobody soldier in a nowhere town. That's exactly what Jesus did.
在我们从刚刚讲的百夫长，为帮百夫长的故事之前离开的时候，我认为耶稣为他的信心感到非常的惊讶，是因为他相信耶稣有怜悯之心，会愿意去医治一个无名无信的士兵的这个仆人。事实上，耶稣真是这样做的。
So now we get to the other short story here. So now we see Jesus move to another area about 30 miles from Capernaum, and he came upon something that touched his heart. Yes, the man Jesus had a man's heart, but one that was filled with compassion.
那接下来呢，我们就是看到耶稣在离开加百农，前往大约30英里之外的一个地方，他入到了一个触动他内心的场景，就是作为人。
So what are some observations from this story? First, there's no indication that Jesus personally knew any of the people in Nain when he arrived. He just came upon a sad scene of a funeral that touched his heart.
我们从这个故事中能够得到什么呢？首先，没有迹象表明呢，耶稣在到达拿因城时啊，认识任何人。
He didn't know this widow woman that had just lost her son, and this woman didn't know him to even invite him to the funeral procession. Even so, he shows tender compassion toward a widow and her son whom he did not know.
他不认识这位寡妇，刚刚失去他的独子的寡妇。 这位寡妇也不认识他们，甚至没有邀请他来参加丧礼。然而呢，耶稣还是用怜悯之心对待他的儿子。This
woman was not only seriously hurting emotionally; she was in a helpless situation of having no one to take care of her in her older years. Her need is what drew Jesus' compassion.
这位妇人呢，不仅在情感上遭受了极大的痛苦。 他的处境也是极其的无助，年老的时候没有人照料，他的需要打动了耶稣，让他有怜悯之心。Now
the Greek word here translated for compassion literally means suffering with. Jesus used this word of compassion 3 times in Luke as he moved for compassion for this widow, the story of the Good Samaritan, and the story of the waiting father for his prodigal son.
在希腊语中啊，怜悯一词啊，它的意思就是与他人一起遭受。耶稣呢，在3个故事中使用了这个词，比如说怜悯这位寡妇，好撒玛利亚人的故事，以及浪子回头的故事。
So now Jesus speaks to the widow to say, don't cry, to let her know he would do something amazing for her, even though she didn't ask him to do it. He would use his authority and his powerful compassion to bring her son back to life. Here's the poor point where I want to say Jesus has powerful compassion.
耶稣对寡妇说，不要哭，这是在告诉她。 他将为他行一件奇妙的事，尽管他从未向他请求，他将利用自己的权柄和大能的怜悯，使他的儿子复活。这正是强而有力的怜悯。Now
I wonder, when we may go through such a tragedy, can we, in our grief, like this widow, look to God for His tender touch of compassion to wipe our tears away?
那我想知道，当我们经历这样的悲剧的时候，还能够是不是能够像这位寡妇一样，在悲伤中，在痛苦中仰望神，依旧仰望神，让他以他慈爱的触摸，来拭去我们的眼泪呢
One more verse. I think it's on your bulletin. We can see that David did do this in Psalm 86:15, and I'm sure Jesus wanted them, these people, to know that psalm in their painful times.
哦，还有一句经文在你的那个啊周报上面哦，啊大卫在诗篇的86:15中这样啊做过。我相信耶稣也希望他们在痛苦时能够记住这位诗篇，这篇诗篇，这篇章节。
Psalm 86:15, but you, O Lord, are a God of compassion and mercy, slow to get angry and filled with unfailing love and faithfulness.
诗篇的第86:15，主啊，你是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，啊，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
So let's look at the rest of this short story and see what God has for us today with another similar but slightly different attribute of Jesus.
那接下来让我们继续看这个故事里的另外一部分哦，看神为我们呈现了耶稣有另一个相似但稍微不同的属性。
The gentleness of Jesus was drawn to my attention through a radio study, but it's also obvious in this Luke 7. As Jesus approached this funeral procession, he was well aware of the Jewish laws and the customs regarding it.
耶稣的这个属性是讲耶稣的亲切。这一点是我这一次啊广播讲座中啊听到的。他在路加福音第七章的中也是非常的明显。当耶稣接近这个啊葬礼的队伍的时候，他非常清楚犹太的法律以及习俗。
For instance, it was forbidden to do any work at a time of a dead man was to be buried, but because of Jesus, he wasn't going to be buried.
例如说在犹太法律中啊，安葬死者的时候是不允许做工的，但是因为耶稣的介入，这人不需要下葬了。
It was also against the law to touch the dead person, but Jesus didn't do that either. He only touched what they were carrying him on, like a bed. Then he told the man to get up, and the man began to talk. Wow.
那同样呢，律法也禁止就碰死人啊，但耶稣没有直接碰他，而是触摸了他尸体的这个架子，然后就对他说，起来，那人就开始说话了，非常的神奇。
So now as Jesus showed his power in raising the dead man, that man discovered great kindness and gentleness as Jesus took him by the hand, led him to his mother. That was a really touching scene.
当耶稣施展能力啊，使这个死去的人复活的时候啊，那人感受到他的不仅是大能，而且是非常的啊亲切，因为耶稣是牵着他的手，然后把他交给他的母亲。这是一句极其感人的场面。
This clearly shows one of the attributes of Jesus is gentleness. You know, he could have shown his power to raise him, then slap him on the head and say, "Get up and walk. You're not dead."
这个场景也清楚地讲示了耶稣的这个品质啊，就是非常的亲切。他本可以施展大能后拍拍那个人呐、啊，快起来走吧，你不再是死人了。但他们也这样做。
What an amazing thing this is, that the King of the universe, the creator of all, the Lord of glory, as he steps down into time, as he makes himself known, he does so with such amazing compassion and gentleness.
这真是令人惊叹的一件事。我们宇宙的君主，万物的创造主，荣耀的主，当他降世啊，向世人显现自己的时候，是以极大的怜悯和亲切这样做的。
So now a final result of seeing the authority, power, compassion, and gentleness at this funeral. What did Jesus show the people around him there and to us today of this account?
看到耶稣在这场葬礼上所展现的权柄、能力、怜悯以及亲切，围观的人以及我们读这段经文的我们会得到什么样的结论呢？
Well, These people praised him and gave thanks to him as they glorified God. They thanked God for the Messiah who he sent unto them. They concluded that God had looked upon them with the look of love. The news then spread to many areas.
人们赞美他，感谢他，并荣耀神。他们感谢神赐下弥赛亚，并相信神呢，眷顾他们。这消息随即传遍各地。
This is also what we should do with the story. Maybe we can even share this with someone around us to spread the good news and to glorify God.
那对这个故事的话，我们也应该这样做，将这些故事啊分享给我们身边的人，然后传扬福音，然后去荣耀神。
For me personally, to see Jesus as he truly is, to know him better, trust him more, it's a tremendous blessing. And beyond that, it is to help others to see that as well.
对我个人而言呢，能够更加认识耶稣，信靠他，是莫大的祝福。更重要的是能够帮助他人也认识他。
Well, as we close, since that was the major purpose of my message today, I hope I have shed some light on the glory of God. Let's pray together.
那既然这是我今天信息的核心部分呢，我也希望能够让神的荣耀更加显明。让我们一起祷告。Father,
sometimes we need to take time and really reflect and to really think about how amazing your love is, your compassion for us. It goes with your authority and your power, but it's what touches us in a certain place in our lives. So I pray that we won't just say, well, that's the same old story, but every time we read about or hear about the compassion of the Father and the Son for us, that it draws us closer to Him. It gives us a good reason to go tell others about Him. That is what the human soul needs, is the touch of your heart, Father. And we thank you that you want to give that to us. You do give that to us, and certainly in your revealed word. Thank you, Father, for that. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.